It hasn't been a great summer for sky viewing in our area due to lots of rain and weather events, but there's one place you can go where out-of-this-world views are guaranteed, inside the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History Planetarium and Dome Theater. This is Lisa Berry, and after over 30 years, that planetarium has a new manager, and he joins us now. Welcome, Jeffrey Buddy Stark. Thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thanks for having me.
You prefer Buddy? Is that okay? Should I call you that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Congratulations on the new gig. How excited are you?
I was about to say, I'm very excited. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. This particular planetarium has a long history. Among those of us that know planetariums, has a long history of really great stuff. So I'm very excited.
I was excited to be in there before the pandemic when the museum first opened and see the planetarium, and it's pretty high tech. Can you tell us about it?
It's a fully digital planetarium. We're running very, very modern, very top of the line system here. And one of the things that is great about a fully digital planetarium is how versatile it is. And so, for instance, we are opening with Expedition Reef and Sea Monsters, which are two shows focused about marine biology. In one case, prehistoric marine biology, the other one more modern. So we still are a planetarium. We still run things that you would expect and terrific visuals about, the Orion Nebula and various galaxies we can just fly to, and we get these amazing views of those. We still do that, but because we're a fully digital planetarium, we can kind of branch out into other things as well.
Yeah, so people are expecting to see stars and planets, and you're going underwater.
Sometimes, yeah. We do. Every show will have at least a little bit of stars and planets and things. Like, don't get me wrong. You should expect to see those. But I like being able to offer biology shows, being able to offer, more general physics shows. That's the beauty of a digital planetarium.
So I'm sort of moving backwards here in the interview. I should have asked you this to begin with. Tell us about yourself. What experience do you bring to the planetarium at the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History?
Sure, yeah. So my background is actually in science education, and I've been in planetariums since 2008. Most recently, I spent the last 7 years managing a very similar planetarium up in Flint, the Longway Planetarium. And because of that, because of my experience for the last, little more than a decade with public education and informal education. I'm a PhD student in science education as well. And so my research interest in what I really want to see this planetarium and the museum used for is increasing scientific literacy among our general public. I'm very passionate about that sort of thing. So that's a little bit about my background.
You have some big shoes to fill, Matt Linke. Worked there for 32 years.
Yes, and he's very well respected.
Yeah.
Not just in this area, but also, again, among the general planetarium community knows the name Matt Linke, so you're not wrong.
So you said education is your passion. What else are you looking forward to showing us in the planetarium?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of revamping of the system, and we also, our particular planetarium, one of the things that really draws me here is that a lot of our shows are run by student operators, University of Michigan students, and so I'm revamping a lot of the sort of behind-the-scenes stuff to make getting to those amazing views, being able to see a 3D rendering of the Orion Nebula, being able to see the stars from somewhere besides the Earth, and what do constellations look like from 500 light years away, and that kind of thing. I'm trying to make that easier to do on the fly so that the student operators can actually show that very quickly, very easily, as questions come up in a live show, and empowering them to be able to give those visuals. So that's a lot of what I'm working on.
And it seems like there's a lot of interest, maybe even renewed interest in planetarium shows. I understand there was like a shortage of telescopes when the pandemic was peaking.
Yeah, because a lot of people, and that was something that here and elsewhere, people in planetarium communities started pushing, was that this is a naturally socially distant activity. You have a backyard. If you have your own telescope, you can be looking at these things. A lot of people found a new hobby and a new passion when, people are looking for silver linings with COVID. And one thing you could be doing is looking up at the night sky.
Will you be doing shows that correspond with what's actually happening in the night sky?
Absolutely, yeah. So every day we're running shows from 11 Starting October 1st, we're running shows starting at 11:30, running through 2:30, so four shows a day. And the 12:30 and 2:30 shows are just live Star Talks, which are focused on, and the way that I tell my presenters is, assume everyone in your audience is planning on going camping this weekend. You know, what do they need to know to be able to look up and find these things and that sort of thing? So we are definitely still doing very focused on within the next so if you come here, you come to that live Star Talk, you're going to be seeing things that you could expect to actually see in the sky tonight, but also for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, what's coming up, that kind of thing. We're definitely going to be doing that.
Don't want to gloss over. You said that's resuming October 1st.
October 1st, yep.
And you're talking to somebody who went to one of Michigan's dark parks during a full moon. So
oh no.
I can't imagine. I finally got there and, there's the moon. So
the timing could have been better.
Yeah, that's right. So welcome, Jeffrey Buddy Stark, new manager of the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History, Planetarium and Dome Theater. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.